Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rick Miller. Batting second. The second baseman, Steve Dillard. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The DH, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ernie Witt. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bob Heise. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Lee. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Marvin Lane. Batting second. The first baseman, Ben Oglaby. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The DH, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Alex Johnson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mickey Stanley. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chuck Scribner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Wagner. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Vern Rule. And now, play ball. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller takes first base on ball four. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Scribner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Miller. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. Miller steals second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn takes first base on ball four. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oglaby scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cooper for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marvin Lane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lane takes first base on ball four. Ben Oglaby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oglaby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lane moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper fields it and throws to second for the out. Lane moves to third. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stanley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt hits a pop-up towards short. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Heise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heise hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Miller. Frien reaches second base with a double. Stanley moves to third. Chuck Scribner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scribner strikes out. One out. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heise scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stanley scores. Frien moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Marvin Lane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lane is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Lane takes first base on ball 4. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0-for-1 in the game. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dillard moves to third. Jim Crawford now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dillard scores. Lynn moves to second. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Jim Rice pinch runs for Carl Yastrzemski. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lynn moves to third. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Wagner fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a pop-up towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hobson hits a fly ball into center field. Lane settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0 for 1 in the game. Witt is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa is 0 for 1 in the game. Hisa hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Scribner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scribner is 0 for 1 in the game. Scribner takes first base on ball 4. Stanley moves to second. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Wagner strikes out. Two outs. Marvin Lane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lane is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Lane hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Miller hits a line drive into center field. Lane settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0 for 2 in the game. Dillard hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Scribner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lynn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie strikes out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice strikes out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ogilvie scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cooper for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 2 in the game. Hobson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Stanley hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Miller. Stanley reaches second base with a double. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Frien hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Frien reaches second base with a double. Stanley scores. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Chuck Scribner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scribner is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Scribner hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wagner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Baker pinch hits for Ernie Witt. Jack Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stanley fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa is 0-2 in the game. Hisa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scribner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scribner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Montgomery now catching. Marvin Lane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lane is 0-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Lane hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper fields the ball and throws to Lee covering. Safe. Lane moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-3 in the game. Staub hits a pop-up into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Willoughby now pitching. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-3 in the game. Horton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Montgomery settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hisa fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0-3 in the game. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Crawford fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lynn moves to third. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-3 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scribner fields it and throws to second for the out. Lynn scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 3-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Stanley hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 2-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Scribner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scribner is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Scribner hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dan Meyer pinch hits for Mark Wagner. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Scribner moves to second. Marvin Lane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lane is 1-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Lane hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Scribner scores. Meyer moves to second. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Tom House now pitching. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 2-4 in the game, with two singles. Ogilvie strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Manuel now playing second base. Chuck Scribner now playing shortstop. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-3 in the game. Hobson hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery strikes out. Two outs. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa is 0-3 in the game. Hisa hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-4 in the game. Staub strikes out. One out. Tom Murphy now pitching. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-4 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bruce Kim pinch runs for Willie Horton. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Dillard catches it and throws to first to double up Kim. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.